attacks on the heart. Even if we do not understand, even if we do not understand kalam, the speech or the language, these arifin who have marifat of Allah Ta'ala, in Arab Jamaat, that is nisbat one of these bayan is in Arabic. Some Ahlullah, some Allah Ta'ala, this come from Asian countries, the East, via Pakistan. We period sometimes do this these translation. Even if there is a translation, we don't understand the language. We must understand that it is transferred. It's transferred. It's not necessary that we understand. The love of Allah Ta'ala is something that is not transferred by words. It is transferred heart to heart, heart to heart. Therefore, sometimes, you know, even nigah, gaze of a wali, these ta'thir, these, this, the nigah, forget the speech of a wali, just the nigah of a wali, gaze of a wali, it has got effect on in it. Probably I've mentioned this previously also. On one occasion, there was the wali of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Mawlana Husain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, a very great and pious person, who gave dars in Medina Tayyibah in the Masjid of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who taught the Masjid of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, gave dars of hadith. So whilst he was in India, because he was quite actively involved in politics for, against the British at that time, so they had the enemies as well. So however, on one occasion there was a jalsa that was going to be held in which Hazrat was going to address the audience. There was a big crowd that was there. And so there was one person that was anti Hazrat Muhammad Nir Abdullah Ali. So he, when the jalsa had started, he left his home with an evil intention to cause some harm to Hazrat Mullah Madni Rahmatullah Ali, thinking that when I go there, I will go into the majma like we have in these political functions and so forth. There's so many that lose their lives, there's assassination that takes place, and they look for opportunities of this nature where sometimes there's no bodyguards and whatever, and the person is assassinated, and sometimes the person's old bodyguards assassinate the person. So however, this person left his home with the evil intention of causing harm to Mullah Husain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. So as he left home, he met a friend of his, and who was also of the same type of thinking and thoughts and hatred and enmity for Mullah Husain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. He asked him, where are you going to? He said, no, I'm going to the program there, but not with good intention. My intention is to cause some harm and injury to this person here. So, because the same type of thinking, so he said, okay, let me join you. So, however, he joined him and he arrived at the place where there was this program that was taking place, and Hazrat Mawlana Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was addressing the audience. Now we need to believe in these things. We need to understand these things. We need to believe these things, because these things are realities. There was one pious person, and when his child was born, so he, of the many children that he had, this particular child, when he was born, he took him to a wali of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And after he took him there and brought him back home, with conviction he said, now this child of mine, I don't need to worry about him, because the gaze of a wali has fallen on him. Because a wali has seen him, the wali is a person who is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved of Allah ta'ala, the friend of Allah ta'ala. That his gaze has fallen upon this child of mine, so now I don't need to worry, Allah Ta'ala will take care of this child. And that's exactly what happened thereafter. The child grew up eventually a great alim and whatever else. So the ease effect, like we find this effect in medication, certain types of things you take that can cause death. When you take poison, what will happen? There is effect in that. Allah Ta'ala has kept effect in that, and we believe in it. We take tablets, don't we believe that Allah Ta'ala has kept some effect in it? You take a Panado, if you know you've got a headache, so what do? We take some Panado, we take some other desperate or something of that nature, you know. So when these things can have effect, then why can't the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have effect? Why can't those gazers who have seen the nur of Allah ta'ala, or who are engaged in the obedience of Allah ta'ala, why can't those gazers have effect? There was once a person that this person was mocking the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes someone gets sick, so they go to someone, say, okay, listen, make dham for us, or make recite something and make dham. So this person began mocking that, and he said that, you know, what is all this? And he came to the person that was making this type of dham. He said, and what is all this you fellows are doing? You know, you say that you get better with it, and you know there's effect in this ayats or the du'as that I'm reading, and you blow in water, you blow on the person and say the person will get better. But if people are coming out with all this, what effect is that words going to have? It is just words. Yes, if you take some medication, then it's going into the body, it's going to affect. The body will accept it, then after whatever the results are going to be. Now, this doesn't make sense, you know. So this was a wise person, you see. You don't give answers to everyone alike. Sometimes the answers are of different nature. Sometimes you give a person an answer and sometimes you don't. So this person was an intelligent person. So he heard him, he didn't get excited or anything. He just calmly, after he finished whatever he needed to say, so he told the person very calmly, looking at his face, you know, says, your face looks like the back of an ape. But he told him, your face looks like the back of an ape. Now there are people there. And this I heard from Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib, Mufti Mahmud Hasan Gangui Rahmatullah Alayh. And those of us who may have known this personality, he was a person that sometimes the way he used to say it and the Urdu, the flowery language that he used to use. And Hazrat, then in these things, Hazrat, you know, he wouldn't compromise with words, you know. He was like that. Now we're saying it here very, very mildly. So, but others used to say that, but he was a wadi par excellence. So, however, he said that, listen, your face looks like the back of an ape. Now, if somebody has to tell that to us in front of everybody else, so he then made out suddenly, you know, this person's ears are going red and his color is changing, his expression on his face is changing. So he left him like that. He didn't tell him, he just left him in that condition. And after a little while, we saw this person's restlessness is increasing. He's not feeling any better. He's going bad to worse now. And, you know, he may explode any moment. So I asked him, but what's wrong? You know? So he said, you know, you made such a comment, you know. Actually, you know, you made me angry and you know, I'm feeling so upset in front of everyone. You embarrassed me like this. So he said, no, that is the answer you were asking me, that how these words of Allah Ta'ala and this kalam of Allah Ta'ala has effect on the person. The person is sick, you're making them in the water and giving it. How is it going to help? So I want to ask you, I am a human being and I have just mentioned one statement, and that statement has this effect on you that you became upset and you became angry and you could explode. When this is the effect of the words of a human being, do you not think that the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kalam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not have effect? And the person understood. So these are realities. That is why we should seize these opportunities. Sometimes even if you don't understand the person's language, just to see them. That is why recently we had some Buzurgani Deen like that here. So some friends, I told them that listen, in fact, the person that does not understand the language of these types of awliya Allah, you don't understand the language. Now, we are all understanding each other. So now, as I am speaking, we are trying to understand and also take in whatever is being said. But if someone that is seated here doesn't understand what I am talking, he's just going to be looking at my face and nothing else. The small child, if I'm speaking a language, say if I start speaking Urdu now, most of us will just sit and look at my face. You don't know what I'm speaking. So now that is the ideal opportunity, because then what happens is that you are looking at the person's face and you are focused on the person who is a wali of Allah Ta'ala, and you're taking the maximum of just the person, the personality itself. And therefore, we find the awliya Allah, their focus is on different things. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, so he says that people went with different intentions to the company of Hazrat, or into the majlis, into the sohbat of Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. People went with different, someone went maybe with this intention that I benefit from the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. He was a mufassir, he was a muhaddith, he was a faqih and everything else. So that person who was inclined towards knowledge, he said, okay, listen, I am going there so that I can get maximum from his knowledge. Or someone went there just for his islah purposes. So different people went with different intentions. So he said that, with what intention did I go? He said, I went with this intention to take from that which he has got in his heart. I went to take from him that which he has got in his heart. Therefore, as long as Hazrat was speaking, or as long as I was sitting in front of Hazrat, I tried to have my heart focused towards his heart. I tried to have my heart focused towards his heart. Now, look at this, is the murid and the shaykh. Now let us take this very same Shaykh Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and his Shaykh and see what happened there. Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali happened to go to his Shaykh Hazrat Haji Ibzadullah Majid Makki Rahmatullah Ali. When Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali reached there, now what we are getting at is the effect the awliya Allah, and what do we keep relationship with the awliya Allah for? It is not for worldly things, or just for du'as that my world become right and I get barakat, and that is the du'as that we normally ask and request of the awliya Allah. But what should we actually be taking from them? This is what we will learn from these few instances. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali reached the court of his Shaykh Haji Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. Now we must also remember that, as we mentioned the other day, that Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali was not a formal alim. He was not a formal alim, but great ulama, the likes of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, they became bay'at to a person who was not formally an alim. So can we imagine what the rank of this wali must have had been for them to have recognized, and they being such giants of ulama and of ilm and knowledge and pillars of knowledge, but then too they went to this person. So what his spiritual level must have had been. So however, on one occasion, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali reached the court of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. The kitabs, the personal kitabs of Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali were being distributed. The personal kitabs which he had, maybe had been towards the latter part of his life. Now the person is unable to use the kitabs, the eyesight is gone. I would not be using these kitabs. So now these kitabs were being distributed. So now can we imagine that if somebody tells me, listen, my ustad or my shaykh's things are being distributed, the barakat is being distributed, what would be my condition if a person, provided he has that type of muhabbat for the shaykh, he has that type of love and affection for the shaykh, then he'll go out of his way to accumulate whatever he can and take maximum. So it so happened that when this was being distributed, the Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali didn't concern himself with going and accumulating or taking anything from that lot of kitabs or anything. So this surprised the Shaykh, Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he said, "Ask Ashraf Ali, everyone is taking from my kitabs. Why aren't you taking? Why aren't you taking?" The jawab and the answer is something for us to note in our minds and hearts. The Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned to his Shaykh in answer respectfully, said, "Hazrat, I haven't come here to take these kitabs. I have come here to take what you have in your heart. I have come here." Now can you imagine what pleasure and joy and happiness it must have brought to the heart of the Shaykh? Said, "I haven't come here for all these things. I haven't come here for the kitabs. I have come here to take what you have in your heart. Give me that." It was then that Hazrat Hadi Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali recited these ashar, Farsi ashar. Sad kitab wa sad waraq dar narakun. Sad kitab wa sad waraq dar narakun. Si nara az noor haq gulzarakun. Thousands of pages and thousands of kitab, let them be in the fire. Not disrespectfully, but we need to understand in this correct context. They said, these kitabs one side, si nara az noore haq gulzarakun. Your heart, let it be illuminated with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can have all the kitabs, we can have all the knowledge, but if the heart is void of the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all that knowledge or information that we have is not going to do us any good. Yes, we may impress some people with our speeches. We may impress some people with the bayans that we make. Or we may impress some people with the fatawa that we pass and so forth. But it has did me no good. There is no noor in the heart. That is why our Shaykh al-Shaykh has Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to mention that kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi, kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi, kya dil mein ishq ka teer nahi, kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi, kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi. Why is it that our words, our bayans, sometimes we find we may keep on making bayan upon bayan upon bayan, but it hasn't affected one person's heart. It hasn't affected one person's, yes, to the extent of praises, no, mashallah, it's an excellent bayan and everything. To that extent, it's okay. We will get those praises and we will be showered with praises and everything. But the life of a person you didn't change. You didn't achieve in getting to the heart of a person. You didn't achieve in changing and transforming a person's life. Why is it? Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi? Why is it that there is no effect in your words? Like it reminds me of a person, there was one Shaykh, one great personality. So his son just completed his alim's course and he came. So those that were there in the Khanqah, they told Hazrat, "You know, your son has come and mashallah, he speaks. We heard that he's a good orator, he gives good bayans, and so forth. So we'd like you to ask him to make some nasihat and give some bayan." They said, "By all means, tell him." He was told, mashallah, he came, he gave his bayan and very lot of knowledge and whatever. The presentation was excellent. So after he finished, alhamdulillah, everyone was full of praises for him. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, you know, excellent talk. After he finished, then the father, the Shaykh, was a true wali of Allah Ta'ala, was a true wali of Allah Ta'ala, he just mentioned that, you know, last night there was some milk that was kept for drinking at Sahri time. The cat came in and drank that milk. The cat came in and drank that milk. Now, if I hear it, you hear it, would it mean anything to us? But just these few statements, what impact it had on the audience, Allah Ta'ala knows, that they all began screaming and crying. Just this. The nuraniyat in it, because it came out of the tongue and of the mouth of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's got that. Outwardly it won't make sense to us, but this is the reality. So Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali is mentioning to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Sad kitab wa sad waraq darnarakun. What is the point in having so many kitabs when we cannot get that which we supposed to get, and that is the marifat of Allah Ta'ala? And that marifat of Allah Ta'ala, where do we get it from? We get it from the hearts of these. That is why our Shaykh Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali used to mention this, I think it's a Hadith Sharif also, that for everything there is a mine. Like we find gold mines and platinum mines and this mine and silver, whatever, the different oil and coal. There's mines for everything, and which if you want oil, you go there and you bore it out and you get the oil. Similarly, in all other things. So similarly, there's for taqwa also. Taqwa, there's also a mind. Where do you get taqwa if you want to achieve that? Then qulubul arifin. Then the mind of taqwa is the qulub, the hearts of the arifin, those who have recognized Allah. That is why there is so much of emphasis people, the awliya Allah put, on associating with those that have the love of Allah Ta'ala, those that have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that are walis of Allah Ta'ala. Why is there so much of emphasis? Sometimes you will find you will make an effort and effort and effort, and we just won't be able to change. But go for a little while and sit in the company of a true wali of Allah Ta'ala and see what transformation it brings. And this is one sign of a wali of Allah Ta'ala, that when you go and sit in his company, then Allah Ta'ala creates in the heart that urge and that desire to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get ourselves closer to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If that urge comes into the heart and that desire comes into the heart when you're sitting next to a person of that nature, then you must know that this is one sign that this person is the wali, or he's got the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got that relationship with Allah ta'ala. So that Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali mentions that he's telling his murid, as a Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Sad kitab wa sad waraq dar narakun, that all these kitabs and everything on one side, Si nara az noore haq gulzarakun. If you want happiness, if you want true happiness in this world, then Si nara, your heart, let it be illuminated with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when these hearts are of that nature, then you find that from these types of bodies, you will find that noor that's coming out of the eyes. There will be noor that will be coming out of the ears. There will be noor that will be coming out. And we need those types of spiritual eyes. We need those types of spiritual eyes to observe that noor. That is why my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab Rahimullah Ta'ala used to say sometimes beautifully. Beautifully he used to say that when a person reaches that level, and when he reaches that rank, that through effort and through ibadat, mujahada and everything, he's reached those high ranks where now he's communicating with Allah Ta'ala. He's seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all his whatever creation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. He's looking at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And because his limbs and his hands and his feet and his face and his forehead have been a means to get this closeness to Allah Ta'ala, then he wants to kiss his own hands, because it was because and via the means of these hands that I gained the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. If he could help it, he would have kissed his own eyes. If he could have helped it, he would have kissed his own forehead, because it is this forehead that went down in sajda and he got the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the type of feelings these people. So Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is mentioning to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Si nara az noore haq gulzarakun. That is where there will be true happiness, there will be true joy. When the person gets Allah, outwardly the person may have absolutely nothing. He may be a pauper outwardly, but inside he will have those gardens of Jannat. He will have the Khaliq Jannat in his heart. He will have the creator of Jannat. And that happiness that he will experience, we will not be able to explain that in words. So however, these things are realities. So when we're sitting in the majalis of these types of people whose words and whose language you don't understand, don't concern ourselves. Let our hearts be focused towards the heart of that speaker, and then see what transformation takes place. Today there's so many things that happen through laser treatment. Laser treatment, what is it? There's rays that are going through, microwaves. What is it? We don't even see them. There's no fire there. Do we see any fire in the microwave? And within a few moments the thing is cooked or it's hot. How did that happen? There's no fire there. And we are believing in it, that something has happened. We are believing in it. We are putting it onto the stove. We know, okay, there is a plate, and the plate is getting heated, and sometimes you can see the plate getting red, and so that is, the heat is being transferred. But in a microwave, what's happening? What we are hearing over the waves, what we hear, the airwaves, we can't see these things, but it's reality, it's happening. When we have laser treatment, there's something that is happening, although maybe we can't see it happen. So similarly, this noor of Allah Ta'ala that is transferred, it is not by words. It is not by words. It is heart to heart. It is from heart to heart these things are transferred. So therefore, we should focus our hearts towards the hearts of these people, whether we understand the language or not. In fact, if we don't understand, sometimes it is to our advantage, because now you have all the time to say, Ya Allah, my heart is being focused towards this person's heart, and whatever he has in his heart, oh Allah, you transfer it into my heart. So Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Sinara az noor haqul zarakun. So we're talking of effect in these types of things, effect in the heart and transferring, and similarly with the gaze. So Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he had begun and he had commenced his talk by the time this person reached this so called enemy of his. So he was somewhere in the back. Now, you know, as we are speaking, sometimes, you know, we'll turn to the right and we'll turn to the left and see in front. You know, the gaze will go on to the people. So it so happened that whilst Hazrat was speaking and looking from right to left, on one particular moment, it so happened that he looked in front, and that person, this enemy of his, was looking at him, and Hazrat's gaze and that person's gaze met. Hazrat's gaze and that person's gaze met. That's all, a few moments, few seconds. And then he continued. A little while thereafter, this very same person leaves the majlis and leaves that gathering, and he's going home. So his friend also said, okay, listen, you're going, so let me go. So he goes home, and he takes a ghusl and he comes out. His friend is waiting for him. He said, where are you going to now? He said, no, I'm going to make Tawbah. He said, I'm going to make. He said, what do you mean? He said, no, listen, it happened that Hazrat's gaze and my gaze met, and that was it. It transformed me. I don't know what has happened inside me. I don't know what has happened inside me. He has changed me. And those evil intentions that I had come with, those evil intentions, Allah Ta'ala has changed them, and Allah Ta'ala has made me repent, and now I'm going to make Tawbah at his hands, and I'm going to be taking Bayat at his hands. What is it? The gaze. Why? Because these are those eyes that shed tears, the love of Allah Ta'ala, fear of Allah Ta'ala, staying awake at night, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, the hands, the limbs, the body, the heart, the soul, everything is engrossed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we find some people, when they make zikrullah, they get into such a condition, we may not believe it, but this is reality. They get into such a condition that the limbs actually come out loose. And every limb begins making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, once he didn't understand some mas'ala, and it was winter. So he went to his Ustad, the Shaykh ul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh. He went to his door. So he actually thought that he will meet the Shaykh ul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh immediately after Fajr and ask him that particular masala or that which he didn't understand in the Kitab. So by the time Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, his Ustad, the Shaykh ul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh, used to come out quickly from the masjid and proceed straight home or to his room. So there was some delay for some reason, and Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh couldn't get to his Ustad. And this is in the winter months, and those of us that have been to India and know the winter of the UP area, that province is extremely cold. So however, he goes there at the time of Fajr, but he misses his Ustad. His Ustad already leaves, and swiftly he's gone to his room. And it was the ma'mool and the practice of his Ustad, the Shaykh ul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh, that immediately after Fajr he used to engage in Zikrullah up to the time of Ishraq. So however, he said, okay, doesn't matter now, because I missed my Ustad yet, I'll go to his room and maybe I will be able to meet him there and ask him. So when he came to the room, and the door was closed already, and Hazrat was inside. But now you can hear the Zikrullah inside the room. You can hear the Zikrullah inside the room. And Hazrat outside is feeling cold, because it's midwinter, severe cold. But now when he heard the Zikr of his Shaykh, so he also started making Zikr with his Shaykh, with his Ustad. And then Hazrat says that because of the Zikr, I began feeling warm. The Zikrullah, the effect of the Zikrullah started bringing warmth into me. However, he mentions that after, now this is winter. It is winter. He says, after a little while, the Ustad, the Shaykh ul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh, opened the door. Probably may have sensed that there is someone outside. And he came outside. And he said, when my Ustad came outside, he was perspiring. He was. Now when we go to the gym and everything in winter, what happens when we're practicing or when we're cycling and everything? It's winter. Because of our excessive exercise, we are perspiring because of that exercise. Can we imagine what type of Zikrullah it must be that in midwinter the person is perspiring? Now this is a type of Zikr. Now these hearts, what they must have been getting. It is mentioned about, I think, Aliban, it was Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayh, that, you know, we call the zarb, illallah, illallah, illallah. So he was in one room, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, somebody came nearby and they saw a snake. They saw a snake. And every time Hazrat is making the zarb of illallah, that snake is also going down. Illallah, together with the Shaykh, together with this person that is making the zikr, the snake was also, he wanted to kill the snake, but then he was just not to do it. Now this is the type of zikr that they, now what types of hearts they must have had, what nuraniyat they must be in that heart. Now there, you don't need any speech, you don't need any speech. Just go and sit with those types of people and see what, that is why our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, that ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. That this fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't just come on its own. Lagti nahi, it doesn't just come on its own. Lagai jati hai. It's somebody has to ignite it and then it takes on. It doesn't just come on its own. That is why somebody so beautifully said, he said, tanha nahi chal sakoge tu. Tanha nahi chal sakoge tu. You will not be able to walk and tread along this path, suluk, or of going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your own. It's going to be very difficult. If I don't know the destination to Port Shepson, or if I don't know the way to Cape Town, how am I going to go on my own? But it is so easy. Main chal raha hu, aap mere saath chale. I am going. I don't know your home. I don't know where you live. Even if it is in Amzinto, I don't know your house, for argument's sake. You tell me, all right, come to my home. I'm inviting you, or you come for a cup of tea or something. I say, I don't know you. So, all right, either you give me directions, And the easiest, I am going, follow me. I am going, follow me. Now how easy isn't it going to be? You're going to Durban or you're going to the person's house. Okay, we've gone to somebody's place. Just follow me. You'll find the place so easy. There's no effort that you have to make. Main chal raha hoon, aap mere saath chale. I'm going, you join me. Bas, you will reach the destination. Where the engine reaches, the dabout will reach. Even if it is third class, it will reach, inshallah. As long as it is joined. Yes, if the dabba or if the coach, it disattaches itself from the main, from the engine, then it will get left behind wherever it is. But if it remains attached, then whether you got those hard seats in the third class, whether it is dirty and filthy, but wherever the engine is reaching, the third class coach will also reach there. So no matter how dirty and filthy we may be, no matter how dirty and filthy we may be, sometimes this is also a deception of the nafs. Will my islah ever take place? Can I ever become the wali of Allah Ta'ala? Can I ever become the friend of Allah Ta'ala? These are deceptions, and that is why we don't make that progress. It is like that person, Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that he wants to go and cleanse himself. Now he goes to the ocean, and he's standing there and he's telling the ocean, I am so dirty, if I come into you, I'm going to make you dirty. Now, is that a sensible person? Well, go push him inside. And what will happen? He will get clean. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that the ocean will tell him, oh foolish person, I've cleansed hundreds and thousands like you. What you are telling, you're going to make me filthy and make me dirty. I've cleansed hundreds and thousands like you. Just jump into me and see what happens. So, irrespective of how we are and what we are, let us not bother. Do not lose hope and do not despair in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just take that, just jump into that ocean, jump into that river, or jump into that water. And then after that, see what happens. Just associate ourselves. Go and sit with these types of people and see what happens. Like we say, when you take a tumbler of water or a jug of water, and what you do, take it and put it into the fridge. And overnight, what happens? After a few hours, it is cold. It gets cooled. Take a pot of water or a kettle of water, put it onto the plate. And after a little while, what happens? It's a hot plate. After a little while, it starts boiling. So all it needed was sohbat. All it needed was that attachment. You took that bottle of water and kept it in the fridge, and it didn't refuse to go inside. It said, okay, it went inside. When it went inside, what happened? Over a period of time, it cooled. The same happens on the plate. So the same thing with us, these hearts, we will have to attach them to those hearts that have got that fire of the Almighty Allah Ta'ala. And then see what happens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. See, this is the easiest route that we can take. If we're going to try on our own, maybe we will make a little progress, but we will be probably just stagnant, will just remain one place. But go and look for these types of people. In the past, I've mentioned to some friends of ours, I'm talking of myself, that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example of that worm, that silkworm, on the grapevine, and it was told that go on top and you'll see the juicy grape. So this worm starts. It comes halfway and it saw a green leaf, and it thought that green leaf to be that juicy grape, and it spent its whole life there and it died there. Now Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that only if it climbed up a little more, then it would have found the juicy grape. So what we are trying to say here is that those of our friends that have come here thinking that there's any juicy grape here, just go a little further. Whether to Spingo Beach or whether to Marisburg, just go a little further, inshallah, you will get that juicy grape, inshallah. Let us not waste our time on that leaf and think that this is no joke. We may be smiling, but this is a reality. I might as well say it, that go for that juicy grape and then see what Allah Ta'ala will give you in the heart. go and sit in the company of these pious people. Go and sit in the company of those people who have the love of Allah Ta'ala in their heart. My Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, imagine, a wali of Allah Ta'ala, when he used to say this, and he used to say, now this was his total humility, you know. How humble, and look at the tawazu that Allah Ta'ala had given him. He said, listen, we are saying this, but I myself don't have it in my heart. What humility he must have. However, go into the company, go and sit in these people's company, and then see how the fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala is ignited in your heart. Then you'll just want to make amal. Now we think there's some guna that we are engaged in. Hey, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for me to leave it. It's impossible for me. I can't leave this guna because I'm soaked in it. I'm soaked in it. I can't leave this guna. Whatever type of guna. Sometimes our youngsters, they have these type of weaknesses, or they have these type of sicknesses, spiritual sickness. Hey, I can't leave it. It's impossible for me. But go and sit in the company of these types of people and see how suddenly Allah Ta'ala gives that courage. That which yesterday or a few moments ago I was thinking that it is impossible to leave. Suddenly how Allah Ta'ala makes it not just possible, but then I start feeling dirty and filthy, that how could I ever be involved and engaged in this type of haram and this type of filth. I was down in the gutter. All that filth was going into my nostrils and going into my mouth, and I was happy about it. Then he realizes what filth he was in. Suddenly he begins becoming conscious about himself. Now this is the result. But that little bit of sohbat, just a little bit of sohbat, and see what change it does to the person. On the other hand, the person can try and read this wazifa and that wazifa and that wazifa, and he will not get their way in little moment. Just with the sohbat of the awliya Allah, the sohbat of the ahlullah, the person makes a taraqqi and he goes closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. And that which was difficult for him to leave, suddenly not only is it possible, but he gets pleasure in leaving that out. He actually experiences a type of happiness, that I'm happy to, and I thank my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm away from these, all these fitnas and all these sins and this disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you, give all of us the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance, and also the opportunity to engage or to find these types of people, and also to look for those juicy grapes and travel to those juicy grapes and maximum from there. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A few couplets will translate for the benefit of those who don't understand the language. The title is Tere Aashiq Ome Jina, Tere Aashiq Ome Marna, Living and Dying Amongst the Lovers of Allah Ta'ala. One, two couplets. My life's ambition, object, purpose of my life, my life's support is to live and die amongst your lovers. This is a gift from you, O Allah, and the result of my being attracted to you, that I weep out of remorse for my sins by your doorstep. O Akhtar, if anyone has attained for himself the companionship of a true lover of Allah Ta'ala, in reality such a person has learned how to live and how to die. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, meri zindagi ka hasil. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna, meri zindagi ka hasil meri zist ka sahara tere aashiqon mein jeena tere aashiqon mein marna meri zindagi ka hasil ye teri inayatein hain ye teri madad ka sadqa ye teri inayatein hain ye teri madad ka sadqa meri jaan na tawa ka tere gham pe sabr karna meri zindagi ka hasil meri zist ka sahara tere aashiqon mein jeena tere aashiqon mein marna meri zindagi ka hasil ye teri ata hai ya rab yeh tera jazba pinha ye teri ata hai ya rab yeh tera jazba pinha mera nalae nadamat tere sang dar pe karna meri zindagi ka hasil meri zist ka sahara tere aashiqon mein jeena tere aashiqon mein marna meri zindagi ka hasil mera har khata pe rona hai yahi meri talafi mera har khata pe rona talafi mera har khata pe rona hai yahi meri talafi tere rahmaton ka sadqa mera jurm afu karna meri zindagi ka hasil meri zist ka sahara tere aashiqon mein jeena tere aashiqon mein marna meri zindagi ka hasil
har khata pe rona translate
mera har khata pe rona hayahi meri talafi, that I cry over every sin of mine. This is the only way I can make amends for my sinful life. That I cry over every sin of mine. This is the only way I can make amends. I can atone for my faults, for my sins. This is only the sadaqah of your rahmat, O Allah Ta'ala, that you will forgive my sins. Only through your sheer mercy and grace that you will forgive my sins.
Several times of the Ramtu, the person that was reciting. This is a night to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Oh Allah, I have nothing else. The only thing that I have got is these tears of repentance. Every fault, every weakness, every sin that I've committed, oh Allah, these tears. I need atonement for that. Mera har khata pe rona, hai hi meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm maaf karna, O Allah, you are arhamur rahim.
These are the nights, big Allah Ta'ala, big of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. We are all sinners that are seated here, self, all of us. It is one ship that is going. All of us are the same. Ask Allah Ta'ala collectively, Ya Allah, you forgive our sins. Mera har khata fe rona, hayi meri talafi, teri rahmato ka sadaqa, jurm afwa karna.
میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی
Allah, you give, you blessed us with the ni'mat. You have given ni'mat, Ya Kareem Allah, we used in your disobedience. Ya Allah, we have regretted, remorse in our hearts. Ya Allah, your doors are open to forgiveness. You are ready to take us back, my Kareem Allah. You will not reject us. You will not send us away. Ya Kareem Allah, this is the only thing that we have got, the tears of regret, the tears of remorse, and the remorse and the regret in the heart. Ya Allah, this is the type of heart that we are coming to you with. We are beggars at your door, my Kareem Allah. Open your doors, Ya Kareem Allah. Open your doors. Let the rains of Rahmat come down. Ya Allah, let us be drenched in the rains of Rahmat and forgiveness. Ya Allah, let us be drenched in the rains of Rahmat and
forgiveness. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا fi mera har khata perona hai yahi meri talafi mera har khata perona تلافی میرا ہر خطا پیرونا میرا ہر خطا پیرونا خطا پیرونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پیرونا ہے یہی میری تلافی ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیرے رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میرا جرم عفو کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میرا جرم عفو کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل
cries it out. When that burden, that grief that he has, uses. We are carrying this burden of Buddha's on our shoulders. Inshallah, these few tears that are shed over our sins that we have committed, hope that Allah Ta'ala will reduce that. Allah Ta'ala will have forgiven our sins. Allah Ta'ala loves those sinners that turn to Him and ask and seek forgiveness, have remorse in their hearts. They are not happy over what they have did. They say, great, Ya Allah, what did I waste my life in? You gave me this beautiful life. Ya Allah, is this what you sent me on this earth for? Is this what my life is all about? There's a regret, there's a remorse, there's feeling in the heart. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept our tawbah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgive our major and minor sins. Each and every one that is seated here, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgive each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us. Ya Allah, this is the occasion we are going to pour our hearts before you. Ya Allah, we have no other door besides your door. Ya Allah, you have brought us here. You have made us sit here. Ya Allah, you have made us hear. You have made us speak. Oh my Kareem Allah, you gave the tawfiq to raise these begging bowls. You gave the strength. You gave the ability. You gave the mind and heart. Oh my Kareem Allah, everything is from your side. Oh my Kareem Allah, our existence is from your side. Ya Allah, you accept when you made everything possible. Oh my Kareem Allah, let this be also become possible that you forgive us, my Kareem Allah. On this Mubarak night, oh my, so many here that are wanting your muhabbat and your love. Oh my Kareem Allah, there is nothing else that is being distributed here. There is nothing to distribute, my Kareem Allah. We are all in search of your love. We are all in search of your muhabbat. We are all in search of the love of the big Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to attach ourselves to you. Ya Allah, you give us the courage to shun all our, Ya Allah, dirt and filth from our lives. All the sins that we are engaging in. Oh my Kareem Allah, you make it easy for us to move away from all those sins. Oh my Kareem Allah, you bless us with realization. Ya Kareem Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive the sins of our family members. Forgive the sins of our children. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, have mercy on us. Have mercy on the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept our sitting here. Ya Allah, accept our sitting here. Ya Allah, you grant us ikhlas. Ya Allah, change our hearts. Ya Allah, bring some transformation within us. Oh my Kareem Allah, we want to turn towards you. Ya Allah, if you did not wish to give us, you wouldn't have given us tawfiq to sit here. Oh my Kareem Allah, let us see some sign of the acceptance from your side. Let us feel some sign of your muhabbat in our hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, let us feel some sign of the muhabbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Ya Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you. Ya Allah, our continuous sinning have made our hearts black and hard as rocks, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, you change the condition of our hearts. Soften our hearts, my Kareem Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, gande hai, Ya Allah, gunegar hai, khatakar hai, badkar hai, siyakar hai. Ya Allah, we are black, Ya Allah. We have committed every sin that you can think of, oh my Kareem Allah. But after everything, we are still your slaves. Ya Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi. Tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy on this Mubarak night, make the decision of our forgiveness. Make the decision of forgiveness for these sinners and beggars that are at your door. Do not return us empty handed, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, wealthy person of this world, when he calls someone to his place, to his home, he doesn't send him back empty-handed. Oh my Kareem Allah, you are Akramul Akrameen. Oh my Kareem Allah, it is not possible that you call someone to your door and then send him back empty-handed. Ya Kareem Allah, do not let any one of us return from here empty. Ya Allah, make the decision of our forgiveness. Ya Allah, you become happy and pleased with us. Give us the tawfiq to spend the balance of our lives in your obedience and obedience of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we do not know how to ask you. We do not know what to ask you for. Ya Allah, our tongues are dirty and filthy and dapak. Our hands are filthy and dapak. Ya Allah, with what face do we ask you? Ya Allah, but you have mentioned in your Quran and Majid, La takhallatu bir rahmatillah. Oh, those souls that have transgressed upon themselves, La takhallatu bir rahmatillah. Ya Allah, you have addressed us by saying, Ya ibadi, oh my servants, oh my Kareem Allah, we haven't despaired of your mercy. You have mentioned, La takhallatu bir rahmatillah. For verily, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. Oh my Kareem Allah, on this Mubarak night, it is your promise, my Kareem Allah. It is your wada. It is your kalam-e-paak. It is an ayat of the Quran-e-Majid. And ya Kareem Allah, you have mentioned, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. You don't go against your promises, my Kareem Allah. You don't speak lies, my Kareem Allah. Your promises are true. Your promises are 100%. Oh my Kareem Allah, you have mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive our sins, my Kareem Allah. Cleanse and purify us. Give us a clean book of records, my Kareem Allah. Let those memories also be wiped off, my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, take all these evils off our book of records, my Kareem Allah. Take them out from the memories also of the Kiram and Katibin, oh my Kareem Allah. Let them also not remember our evils, oh my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, bless us with all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you, and grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for protection from. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa nabiyina maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Bi rahmatika ya Allah.